Welcome to the 2041 Project, the podcast that asks, how have you gotten over your solastalgia so quickly? Like, do you even watch the news? I'm Hiro Contrejas. Today we start season two, and friends, we are reinventing ourselves. Today's episode, Hiro's Mission. The 2041 Project is a podcast of public service radio at the SUNY Oneonta Laboratory for New Journalism, in accordance with the Digital Media Authenticity Act of 2038. This podcast is being recorded on April 12th, and the province token is... Sorry I'm late. Did Babak and Samara post their material for today's show?
They just did. There's a piece on the flooding of the trailer park on Southside, and one on the Reforest Service Project announcements, which predictably turned into a throwdown over wolf reintroduction. So sit down, jack in,
and drop out. Let's make some radio.
You know, I was a little late today too.
Oh right. I'm such a bad friend. How did your date go with...
Zahi. You know what? My mother really likes him.
The kiss of death.
Exactly. I'm like, Mom, if you want me to really like him, show at least a little disapproval. I'm pretty sure he was chatting with other people on his uplink the whole time.
I think they call it pathing now.
I just call it rude. Anyway, Mariam is taking me to the Somali Town Community Center tonight, so we can scope out all the new arrivals. So forget Zahi and his uplink. I'm sure we can find someone worthy of Huyo's scorn. How about you? What's the exciting story behind your tardiness?
I was working on my service year waiver.
Oh, not so exciting then. Just trying to opt out of our generation's great vocational calling.
Hey!
No judgment, sister. How is the writing going?
It's kind of hard since I can't claim a religious exemption. I might have to join the Marines.
You'd just end up doing the same work as the rest of us.
But I get paid.
You might get dead, too.
That's why I'm trying the waiver first before I pay a visit to Corporal Weaver at the recruiting station downtown.
You know the name of the Marine recruiter?
Covering my bases. And anyway, we met once at the Oak. Hey, director's door is closed.
There's my little investigative journalist. First thing this morning, she asked Jermaine to keep pinging Nadej and let her know the second she answers. And then she closed her door and has been making calls. She looked concerned.
How you read any emotion on director's face, I will never know.
Maybe I see auras, Hiro.
Oh yeah? What does mine look like?
A wildfire.
Truth.
Hiro, can I talk to you?
Just a sec. Can you start editing?
It's Babak and Samara. It basically edits itself. I got it.
You're the best. What's up, boss?
Don't call me boss, Hiro. Please sit. Nadej Moon hasn't checked in for 3 days, and she's not answering my pings. Her last interviewee told us that she never showed up.
That one kind of does whatever she wants.
Yes, she does, but she's not answering anyone's pings, and that's strange.
I wouldn't know.
Yes, I know you two have had some difficulties.
She fired me.
You didn't work for her, so she didn't fire you.
All I know is that one day I was producing the award-winning 2041 Project, and the next I was back at the editing desk, working at Daily Climate with Babak and Samara.
Then you'll find this conversation contains refreshing second chances. As you know, Nadej was almost done with field recordings for season two. And as usual, she didn't log any material because she wanted to take a first stab at rough edits. A variance from protocol that I now regret.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to take over as host of season 2. You've got 27 days to do 6 interviews in 5 different locations across the country.
What about Nadesh?
Right now, there are 4 law enforcement agencies looking into it, from Moab to San Diego. And our station affiliates in 3 states are putting together a team. We'll find her.
Then you'll find her recordings.
Maybe. Either way, we need a show in 27 days. I'd rather have twice the material we need than none. Smile, hero. This might be your big break.
Yes, ma'am.
I sent a story dossier to your cloud bank. You'll also find an all-access transport pass and first week's per diem on your ident.
All access? You mean I can fly without travel review? Damn, I'm like a VIP.
Hero, stay on story. And please answer my pings.
Sure thing, boss.
So when is your flight?
5 p.m. Damn, director's going all out. She just lifted my energy quota on WhatsApp.
Wow, you're basically rich.
Yeah. I wish I could take you with me, Yasmin. You like people, and you're one of the few people I like.
You're very sweet.
I am not sweet.
Don't argue with me. And you're a good journo. Director thinks so. Nadezh thought so.
I don't think she did.
Why didn't you ask director?
Ask her what?
Really? Why she picked you?
I guess because I know the show. Why do you think?
I think she's really worried something bad happened to Nadezh.
Well, my brief is to complete season 2, not to find Nadezh.
Yes, but maybe you will learn something that will shed some light on what may have happened to her. Maybe Nadezh was targeted because she's a famous journo. Maybe she found out about something dangerous. If that's true, then your natural distrust is an asset.
Maybe. I still can't see how a bunch of touchy-feely interviews could get anyone in trouble.
Maybe she was working on a second, different story. It wouldn't be unlike her to not tell anyone. Well, anyway, you've been handed quite an opportunity.
Yeah, considering that I'm not planning on doing a national service year like everyone else. I need something for my resume.
Let me know when you arrive in Atlantic City.
You got it.
Keep in contact. I'll be your mission control. Eyes and ears, okay?
Tell me anything you learn about Nadezh, okay?
Sure thing.
You're the best, Jazz.
Welcome to Pan Am Flight 42. Final destination, Atlantic City Seawall Aerodrome. We recommend you buckle your seatbelts when you're in your pod for safety. The galley opens at 6 p.m. for our dinner service.
This is Hiro Contrejas, audio log number 1-1. I cannot sleep. I reclined the pod chair, pulled the blanket over me, adjusted the temperature, and put on a nighttime floor sim called Crater Lake Stars. The air circulation mixed the breeze through the trees. I can see stars reflected in the curved mirror of the lake, and the Milky Way is bright. It's totally convincing. And yet, I can't stop looking through the porthole at the real world down below. We stopped in Philadelphia to pick up a bunch of seawall workers with big forearms and duffel bags over their shoulders. Then the airship followed the path of the old Atlantic City Expressway through the burnt over of South New Jersey. As far as I can see, scores of wildfires punctuate the darkness. The Pine Barren fire is as old as I am. I've never known a year without it. The town I grew up in is somewhere down there. Let it burn, I say. Let it burn over and over until the only memory left of it is in my head. And that will burn away someday too. Why am I headed east while the real story is out west? Where are you, Nadezh? Maybe you just found a nice commune and decided to go offline for a few days, and you're busy interviewing permaculturists about how to grow tomatoes in old car tires. Or maybe a captivating eco-poet swept you off your feet. Well, whatever. Come back and claim your shoes soon, or I'll fill them. Up ahead, the light of Atlantic City comes into view, like a crescent moon. Searchlights and neon signs, and the floodlights that illuminate the massive concrete walls that keep the ocean out, or us in. From here, it looks like a giant prison. Pod, and Forest Sim. I've got work to do.
The 2041 podcast is a production of the A.J. Reed Science Discovery Center of SUNY Oneonta. Hero was played by Rosie Baez, Yasmin by Madeline Brogan, and Deanna Prek-Pillai, played director and the Airship AI. Music and sound design by the Fall 2021 Audio 4 class, Andres Ballins, professor, written by Doug Riley, next week, the Seawall Worker.